Una y un actón que lo cactón no ni para allá una habla que te estado que me bajaba y ni un calvo no so u baja jone o que una luego manacto una jone una que te estado sobre y un gran necta que se fue a la edad que una que te quito una ni a cultura aku te sak masak mua ki lunga pao rumlu itut aglan aku liki suro sunga kating ukir na lu ikhau ne kahuni yu uwa kahuni yu kana yu kahuni yu manak tung na kuni suli si nyang na kuni kiki kayungun unera kuting si siro blating Jawab tamu nak kita taruh, okay ni inyuga yang nak taruh masuk nak tu agak aneh, nanti payah aku lama, mana, nanti payah inyuga kita lawak waktu agan kita taruh masuk inyuga kita bilas, family ini juga tinggal susu kami, malu susu kami tu pak nak jalan lagi ikutin. Ani sih itu kau yang menapak tu tu menani paya si saulin mita mata bunga itna itu nak suka bani ni kau channel si kuno nak sangat sama je ikhlo kahuro mayok lu sang bani ni sang me ikhlo kahuro ni ani si uran kumi ikhlo ukang me ani si ukang ni kami ini sama ini tan ini nak ugalau nasib aglan nak kita rukan nak ini wet lugu nasib aku nak ini
Eskimo ice cream, salmon berries, cranberries, blueberries, any kind of berries, all kinds. Eskimo ice cream with oil in it, with fish. Some of them people, they have no fish with meat, would add caribou meat. Eskimo ice cream was made with meat when they had no berries. Seal meat, salmon, and dried black meat preserved in seal oil. Frozen meat, tom cod, sheafish, frozen fish, dry fish, any kind of dry meat. They ate from all the various foods that they had stored. Everything was fed to the people from a large variety of their available food supplies. But it isn't like that when sea mammals like seal, beluga, meat was boiled, drained from its broth. That's how the meat was served. Unlike today, during the absence of non-native store-bought food, they relied on their type of food I have listed. Neighbors, before the arrival of white men, there were very few houses next door to each other. A neighborhood consisted of four, sometimes of relatives, living close together. You'll find them everywhere, wherever wood was abundant. They looked for a place where life was easier. Since we can recollect or remember, it was found that there would be more people populating Kotzebue because there was tom cod available. Tom cod was available year-round. You could jig year-round for fish. The houses were not close together. They were set apart with a good distance between them, She pointed from one end of Crossview to the other, indicating the position of the home sites which were standing. There was lingcod, tomcod, and smelt available year-round. Also, sheepfish was available at Tikirayuk. The Inupiaq traveled by dog team to get to their sheepfishing ground. Lena felt that Kasabu was the largest populated settlement not far away across the water, everywhere which could be found at Akulak, everywhere there were people living, but their settlements were much smaller than Kotzebue. Sometimes you found families in their homes, three or two could be found next door to each other. You could find such homes established at Sitakuyuk, Napaktuktuk, and Sisolik, also up where John Nelson's camp is. These sites were popular Inupiaq settlements because there was fish available. People were also living at rivers where fish came out in the fall, at Kangilik, south end of lagoon. But people who lived at Kasibu were larger in number of people than any other group of neighboring places. The next question was whether there was danger after the white man came.
In Germany, Kemane uvangi nyubura kama kitik tarung meri woi nyaksugut sama tan pisayana kubana kitik tarung meri kyo nyaksugut Aze kawane kama nao taame kawane nao yorami maane uki yuta Tatki wang aze ununga tagay mokuta uvane aze kitik tarung meri upin gaze gala okami tiyut Tatka wang aote ligi yuta Inna kawin mingalu innun piyutiluting pinijut atake tawra malaw milik sakaktuk agayulik sit agi sakaktuk inuit innun piyumit kutinga aksawatibulutin unne ukalik sa akamirum aglan Sivoni, tiada tuping ngora aku ting inyung nak panuah segala ting inyung na aku nak sah mana payah imami story kita laku kecik tarung milo kecikang milo in minun nunggu tiara nak sah tiada umit kutip luting Sumitaya mo lang ni Bitik Taya makanok Taya po nang asibul langit ni Terna O lang ni Bitik Loko tingin niya sa Asi Ukalang man na agyak man Dabla agayitik sa kami Umit ko tingin ako ting Inmit nun Umit ko tingin ako ting Nakiu di kami, umit putihnya aku ting umlu pang nonaglan, anak ketiga itu ilik jadeng, si bawane aglan, uangnya ini uang naik lama, si bulan ini, anak yuk apa nih kok kena tuping ngasuh naksa, kena ke, ini cakon nih. Tukut kata orang ni kalau orang awak nak siap tahu nalar nanti dong tukut cium lupa tanau di siu kalau nasi Ubagukuna atatanga noyak rok. Apa apa nga tikirang milo kikirtarong milo umit ko di alak mata tikang min suyong min nulatak atatanga ilaw ko tilikop luwit kikirtarong milo tikirang milo umit ko tingiakop luwit apa apa nga noyak uang asin atam ni tikang min suyong min nulatak ni kam nasi kitum ri tikak lu imma lagi sina sapas lu pini kang kitum ri nyasok atira ata ata kitum ri nyira agla gok tabla tabla ngaglan yang nak tu tinel hat umit kutil hat itna ane yang nak macam tersela tak cuk atau tidak agla tikang memet nulak sekak lugu suyung mes.
In the olden days, I was a young girl. We did not spend all of our time at Kotzebue, but we would be here every summer. We spent our winters on the Notak River at our Inupiat settlement called Noyorak. Their major moves were to leave Noyorak in the spring to their sea coastal camp. Then summer was spent at Kotzebue before returning to Noyorak in the fall. As I was growing up, the Inupiat didn't fight because with the arrival of the missionaries and the non-natives, there no longer were inter-tribal wars because they were not Christians. But earlier they lived cautiously because of inter-tribal differences that existed. There are stories which exist regarding the tribal wars, where people of Point Hope and Kotzebue fought in battles, decreasing their population because they were enemies. I don't know the reason why they fought. Perhaps their differences were inherited from their ancestors. They did not live together peacefully. But when they learned about the word of God, as Christian, their beliefs changed and stopped grudges or differences as peace began. From bitter into relationships, their attitudes changed into brotherliness. But before that, before my time, it was common for my parents to live in danger for their lives. Although there were no killing done here, but it was common that travelers away from larger populated settlements would not survive. At one time, that's how they had lived. My great-grandfather, Noyaharuak, father to my father, married Suyuk of Point Hope to mend existing hateful conflicts. He had hoped that the people would live well together once more between the villages of Point Hope and Kotzebue. He wanted them to stop hating each other, but to love each other. My great-grandfather, my father's father, Noyak, He married a woman from Point Hope who was my namesake, Suyuk. Suyuk was barren, so they did not have children. But their marriage decreased the bitterness of the two villages as things began to mend themselves slowly. The next sixth grader asked Elder Lena if she had ever lived by Charlie Henry.
Siya tani yung Charlie Henry inyuneng awit awani ang lasi magawin.
Charlie Henry?
Yeah.
Kiba kung sa takatungan na ota milyon itinya kuyurak Charlie Henry ikot apat two mile kanukema.
2 miles.
1 mile and a half kanukema. 1 mile and a half ngusuk naktuk. Uwangi Charlie Henry mina. Kanyang naktuki.
Up the Noatak River, I have a homestead. Charlie Henry's camp isn't far from me, about 1.5 to 2 miles. The next question was, did she ever run dogs?
Kit mga laipit? Kit mga urong wako yurang uli. Ama niya sa kain niya. Kaya naman. Tama siya. I take 5 dogs. But I got good leaders. Pingasun niyo po na nga. Lita ni kit na sinin. Isi mga siwa. Siwulak siksak nga. Pa masa tau tiksa kaya naman milimetra litu milanin.
Yes, I've always driven a dog team. Even as early as the yearly meeting held at Kayana, I took 5 dogs. I had a good leader. I had a choice from 3 leaders for my lead dog. I traveled by myself from Kasibue and went to the yearly meeting at Kayana. The next questioner wonders where Lena Sowers had been born.
New York, between Noatak Village and Kasibue, someplace New York. That's the one of Amma Animarua.
New York. Between Noatak Village and Kasibue. The next sixth grader wondered what type of houses existed before the white man.
Makuninga inilalwanay siniguk e magwakakpisi kano siniguk inihakpatib ko inyubek.
Inyubek have a napaktub kipibluit trees kadaman Pilit between making a sad igloo. If you look at it, I say make sad. That time, while I was a child, we have no stove. We have a fire in the middle igloo. Pichuma.
Before present-day housing existed, Inupiaq had logs which were cut and split and used as a framing to make sod igloo. Tundra was used to make sod. At the time, while I was a child, we had no stove. We have a fire in the middle of our igloo. In the center of this ceiling was a window which was opened when they had an indoor fire going. That's what Lena saw as a young girl, the early ways to cook and heat homes from the center of their homes. It wasn't long when the Inupiaq began using stoves. Lena lived in homes which were insulated with sod. Finally, the Kotzebue sixth graders honored Elder Lena Sauer's upcoming 100th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lena. Happy birthday to you. Say
goo!
Elder Lena Speaks to the Children, a production of KOTZ-AM in cooperation with Manilak Association and special involvement from Bertha Lau, Spirit Movement Coordinator.
Good evening. It's 8 minutes before 10. Kotzebue's forecast calls for clear skies, wind, cold temperatures through Monday morning, increasing clouds Monday night. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with chill factors to 50 below tonight.